This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we've had a bit of a mixed bank holiday, but there's still been some sporting action taking place around the Vale. And we're going to be bringing you up to date with how your Vale teams have been getting on with football action. We're also going to be dipping into the cricket, as the cricket season is well upon us. And we're going to have a look forward to the Women's Six Nations. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
Cause it's really gone.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio, and we're going to have a look at the football action at the moment. And although most of the seasons have been concluded, there's still a few of your local Vale teams in action. And Dinas Powys, they won 4-1 away to Vale United. Kylan Eriksen and Oliver Bradley with the goals for Dinas Powys in the first half. Henry Adams pulled one back for the hosts early in the second half. Thibodeau Duclin restored a two-goal cushion before Bradley, with his second and Dinas Powys' fourth, made the game safe. And Dinas Powys are sitting 6 points ahead in their league. Cardiff Airport, they lost 2-1 away to Cardiff Corinthians. It was all square at the end of the first half, and early in the second half, Callum Bateman's penalty put the away side ahead. Mackenzie Biggs doubled the advantage before Theo Richards scored a penalty for Cardiff Airport with 5 minutes left to play, but they couldn't find a late equaliser. So Cardiff Airport finish sitting 10th in the league, and they've got a final game away to Taffs Wells on the 22nd of May. And a last bit of Cymru Premier news. So Pen y Bont, they won the Euro playoff with a 2-0 win at the Dragon Bet Stadium over Haverford West County, and they'll represent the Cymru Premier in Europe alongside Coniskey Nomads and Carnarvon Town, and the three of them all play in the conference qualifying rounds, with TNS representing the Cymru Premier in the Champions League. I'm just moving just a little bit further afield from the Vale. Cardiff City, they are being promoted back into the Championship after spending one season in League One in the English Football League. So that brings you up to date with everything that's been going on with football from around the Vale. Up next, we've still got the preview of the Women's Six Nations that starts up again, and we're going to see how your Vale teams have been getting on in cricket action.
Bro Radio.
Nid brech yn unig yw'r frech goch. Gall fod yn ddifrifol iawn, yn enwedig i fybanod a phlant bach. Gall achosi dyllundeb, byddardod, pneumonia a llid o'r ymennydd. Gall hefyd fod yn angheuol. Mae'r frech goch yn lledaenu'n hawdd trwy beswch addysian. Yn wir, gall un plentyn ar frech goch heintio 9 allan o 10 o blant sydd heb ei brechu. Os yw eich babi'n troi'n un oed yn fuan, bydd yn cael cynnig brechiad rhag y frech goch. Clwyr pennau, rwbela a brech y ieir. Gwnewch yn siŵr eich bod yn mynychu'r apwyntiad er mwyn amddiffyn eich plentyn chi a theuluoedd eraill. Am fanylion, ewch i wefan Bwrdd Iechyd Prifysgol Caerdydd ar Fro.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Ever dreamt of being a radio presenter?
Visit broradio.fm/academy for upcoming courses for adults and young people too.
You
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to have a quick look now at the Women's Six Nations. So where we ended it, Wales had played three matches. They haven't won any of the matches, but they are sitting with two bonus points. So they're not far from third place. Italy have only got 6 points there. And although Wales haven't won any of the matches, there had been some good performances in the first part of the Women's Six Nations, particularly the last game out where they scored four tries against the dominant England team. And out of the three that they've played England and they've played France, who both sit at the top of the Women's Six Nations, both played three and won three. But what have Wales got to look forward to now? So the next game they've got, which is on Saturday, and it's at 6:30, and they take on Ireland over in Ireland. And it's hope they can carry on from the where they left off, particularly when they were playing against England, because you've got to say England and France are pretty much the dominant forces at the moment in the Women's Six Nations, and in England particularly in women's rugby, just generally. But Wales are going to be with some notable absences, and captain Kate Williams will miss the remainder of the Six Nations campaign. Well, that's with a leg injury that forced her to sit out Saturday's defeat. Wing Catherine Richards, she's also been ruled out of the final games against Ireland and Italy, again due to a serious knee injury. So there's going to be a little bit of reshuffling going on there. But again, as I said, there were signs of improvements. There were certainly green shoots to look forward to. And as we say, Wales, they're kind of a few years behind where England are and where France are. So as long as they can keep putting the performances and keep showing the development. Sean Lynn, it's only his first full Six Nations. He did take over last season, but he'd only had a small amount of time with the players before that campaign started, and he's a quality coach. I mean, he's got pedigree when he's been with the Gloucester Harpies team as well. So he knows what he's doing out there, and I think the team is starting to sort of get into the way that Sean wants them to play. So after Saturday and the women's against Ireland, Wales then next game then is on the Sunday, and that's an early kickoff. That's a 12:15 kickoff on the Sunday, the 17th of May, where they take on Italy in Italy. Italy and Wales. So that's how they conclude the campaign. So let's hope good performance, and they can get the next two victories on there. As I said, Italy are only sitting 4 points ahead of Wales, and Ireland are only sitting 3 points ahead of Wales. So if they could get the two wins there, then potentially they could end this campaign in third, which would be a marked improvement on last season's Six Nations. So that's brought you up to date with what's happening with the Women's Six Nations. Up next on Bro Radio, we've got one of our local music artist tracks, and this is Right Keys Only. Are you listening? Listening.
of a girl that just said no. Stop saying that's love. Weren't you scared of what you want? Get your hands off her waist. Crossing boundaries in a game. Can you see what you are? Another man destroying art. I'm so tired of gender expectations. That girls were only made for dating. Misogyny is testing my patience. Are you listening? Is he listening?
So that was Voight Keys Only with Are You Listening from our local music artist playlist. So with all the great weather we've been having, it's been fantastic cricket season, although you would think, but unfortunately we have had a little bit of bad weather over the weekend that did affect some of your Vale cricket matches. So we'll go through the results we've got and the fixtures that you've got coming up, and we're going to start with Vale County Cricket Club. And their first, they were playing Craigers first, and that match got abandoned. And the Vale second 11, they were playing Bay Dragons first 11, and that one unfortunately also got abandoned. And the Vale's third 11, they were playing Bridgend Town's fourth 11, and again that match was also abandoned. The Vale's 4th 11, they were playing Liz Vane's 5th 11, but Liz Vane conceded that match. But the 4th did beat Macken's 3rd by 8 wickets. And coming up next for the Vale County Cricket Club, the 1st 11, they're at home in Corntown to Ponthier's 1st 11. The 2nd, they're away to Tau 1st. The 3rd, they're at home to Wick Village Green, at Wick Village Green to Lanath's 2nd. And the 4th, they're away to St. Fagan's 4th. Barry Athletic were also in action, and their firsts took on the Sully Centurions, and that went the way of some of the Vale games as well, and that was abandoned. And the Vale's seconds, they were playing Abercarn, and again that match was abandoned. But coming up this week, Barry Athletic's firsts, they take on Whitchurch and Heath seconds, and the Barry Athletic seconds, they're away to Lantwit Vajra's firsts. And in over to Penarth's cricket club. So again, with the weather, the firsts, they were playing Carmarthen Wanderers firsts, and that match was abandoned. And the seconds, they were playing Brecon's firsts, and that match was also abandoned. But the thirds, they managed to get their match completed, and they were taking on Newport Fugitives, and they won that by 9 wickets. And the fourths also managed to get their match completed, and they were taken on Pontminster and Cross Keys, and they won by 8 wickets. And the fifths were taken on Bliner, but Bliner conceded that match. And coming up then, we've got the this weekend, Penarth's first, they're away to Usk's first. Penarth's seconds, they're home to Macken's first. The thirds are away to Upper Rhondda's first. The fourths are home to Pencoed's first, and the fifths are away to Barry Wanderers seconds. So there's lots of cricket action, and I think cricket's that one sport the weather does have quite a lot of bearing on there. But that's brought you up to date with some of your Vale teams in cricket action, and I know that there is quite a few teams in the Vale that are playing as well. So when you look at the weather that we've had today on Monday, the morning was a little bit ropey, but the afternoon was glorious. And it's pretty good weather there to play cricket in, but pretty good weather to go and spectate and watch the cricket as well. So that's brought you up to date with your cricket action from around the Vale.
Bro Radio.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
The Vale Family Compass is your new one-stop front door for information, advice, support and protection for children, young people, parents and carers in the Vale of Glamorgan. The Vale Family Compass includes the Vale Family Information Service, Family's First Advice Line, Team Around the Family, Vale Parenting Service and the Intake Team. Find out more at valefamilycompass.co.uk or follow us on Facebook. Just search Vale Family Compass.
Transform your garden this summer with Pugh's Garden Village in Wenvo. We've all you need to make your outdoor space shine. Create the perfect summer oasis with stylish garden furniture and beautiful plants. Discover the ultimate in relaxation with Emboss outdoor rooms and don't miss our food hall. It's full of delicious summer barbecue essentials from Farmer's Pantry Butchers. Whether you're hosting a garden party or simply enjoying the sunshine, your summer garden starts at Pugh's Garden Village. Open 7 days a week on Port Road, Wenvo.
Looking at the light.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And I'm sure some of you who've been driving around the Vale have started noticing yellow signs warning you about road closures on Sunday the 17th of May. And that's all to do with the Barry 10K. So it's becoming quite an annual event. And hopefully we'll get some nice weather because it's great spectator event. There's lots of things to do down over the island as well. But it's a great participation event as well. But it's not just the 10K event that's going on, so you can go along and support. There's a junior races as well. There's a toddler dash, a future miles challenge for challenge of mile for under 11s, and the same for 11 plus. And there's a fun run, and that takes place at 1 o'clock, and that ends about 1:30. But the main race there, the 10K, that starts there at 10 a.m. On there, and all entries are taken up now, so it's going to be a very well participated event, and there's lots to see and do. There's lots of places that you can go and watch the people running past and show a bit of support on there. Anyone who was listening last week knows that yours truly has entered, and I can actually now say that I've started getting the training back in, even with a slight niggle of a knee ache. I'm going to be dragging myself around this 10K course, and you look at it on the map. I've had a look at how it looks on the map, and you think, oh, that doesn't look too bad. And then you drive on Barry and you actually realise how far it is from points to points. So just to give you all a brief idea of the route, and I'll let you know what I'm thinking as I think of each section of this route. So it starts down the Pom on Barry Island, and you take a right and you go up Ford Millennium Pass of Asda's and past the houses on there, and there you get, which for me, I'm thinking, oh, relatively flat, I should be okay there. Then you get to the just as you hit the start of the docks, that's where your 1 kilometer mark is, and I'll be thinking only 9 more to go by then. Then we go across the roundabout onto the carry on through Ford Millennium, and we go all the way up to the roundabout just past the docks offices. So we go just past Subway Road, and it looks like it takes you through the dock offices car park as well, and then up Subway Road, and just before Subway Road is about kilometer 2, and then it takes you up Subway Hill, which I'm not looking forward to because I know that's a bit of a steep incline up there. But then get out onto Dockview Road, and Dockview Road again is pretty flat, and just past the British Telecom building for me is about kilometer 3, and then you carry on via Dockview Road. So if you've got anybody who you're looking at cheering on and supporting, like, I think a really good spot to be was potentially on the bridge by Morrison's, because you'll see them about 1.5 kilometers, and then you can go across there, you can walk across the bridge then, and you can see them about 3.5 kilometers. So if you can't get down to the island, that might be a great little thing to do. But remember that the roads are closed, so it's going to be sort of getting yourself into them areas safely as well. But then you carry on, and Dockview Road's a bit undulating, and then Broad Street's predominantly downhill, but there are some little uphill bits, and then it's into Romley Park, around Romley Park, down across the Knapp, up the parade, and I took the dog for a walk down the Knapp earlier, and I didn't realise there's quite an incline getting up from there. Even in the car, I was thinking, oh, and I think in 2 weeks' time, just under 2 weeks, I'm going to be running up there, and then Harbour Road, and then nice little, it looks like you go around the edge of the car park, up as if you were going to Nell's Point, but not quite, and then down Paget Road, and then you'll see the finish line, but it looks like we're going to have to go past that and go around the back of the fair, and then drop back in through station road, approach road again, and that's going to be a little killer, like 400 or 500 meters as well, because it's quite uphill there, but once you get to the top corner, it'll be downhill. So as I've said, am I concerned? Yeah, a little bit concerned. Have I done enough training? No, I've not done enough training. But you know that I know there'll be people supporting, people cheering on the routes like that, and people are doing things for different reasons. People are raising money for charity, and that's a really, you know, that's a good cause to be doing it for. And then other people are just doing it for just for personal achievement. And for me, it's a bit of personal achievement. I used to run 10Ks, and I used to be okay at them. I haven't done them for probably over 10 years. And this is my first step back on trying to get my 10K fitness journey going. So any time for me, I'm not bothered. I just want to get to the finish line. And I do all this just for the medal and for the t-shirt, really. As long as I don't get swept up with the 2 hour closing window, I'm going to be more than happy with that, and I'm sure that there'll be lots of people cheering on and supporting, and it's surprising the power of people cheering and supporting, especially if you see the people who are slightly slower as well. They do really appreciate, talking from personal experience, really do appreciate the supporting and the cheering, and it always gives you that little extra bit of bounce in there. So yeah, I'll be the one who's full red faced, really not looking like I'm having a good time, but actually I am having a good time, and I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to start it, and I'm going to get about a kilometre or two in and wonder why I'm doing this, and then I'm going to get to about kilometre 5 and think, oh, only halfway to go, and then I'm between sort of kilometre 6 to 9, I'm going to be like, oh, why have I done this, why have I signed myself up for this, and then you finish, and I'm like, ah, maybe I'll sign myself up next year, and I'll forget all the emotional roller coaster that I've gone through. However, I will be keeping you up to track of how my fitness journey is going with the 10K in mind, and I will certainly be, hopefully I'll be on air on Monday the 18th, and that I've not hospitalised myself after taking part in the 10K. Yeah, and it's more just to make everyone aware that there are sort of the road closures, and just to sort of plan around what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be getting to different places. I think most of the road closures are between sort of 9 and 2, so you'll be able to sort of plan your days in and around that. But that's something to look forward to on Sunday the 17th of May, is the Barry Island 10K.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. No, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a tail. Cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show, here with me, Mike Fowler. And is there a sport in the Vale that I'm not talking about that you think I should? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me on my email, and that's sport@proradio.fm. So that's sport@proradio.fm, or you can find Bro Radio on the social medias. And I could be talking about the sport that you love, the sports team that you think deserves a little mention, or a fantastic volunteer that has really helped your club out. Is there an anniversary event? Is there something special happening in your club? Or do you just want people of the Vale to know about the sports that you really enjoy doing? Has it helped you in any way? I want to talk to you about these sports, and then better still, I could ask you to come along to Bro Headquarters, and you could come and tell the people of the Vale exactly what this sport means to you, and get a little bit of maybe I'll quiz you a little bit on the rules and the laws of the game as well, just so I always like to know. I always like to find little loopholes in sports games as well. But I always love hearing about new sports, and I know there's lots of fantastic sports players, sports teams, and sports clubs doing really good things around the Vale. And I want to give you your voice to talk to everybody else in the Vale and let them know that you're here. But up next year at Bro Radio, you've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast.
Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Vale Breakfast
with the Bro Radio app.
Download now from your app store.
Hi, it's Nathan. I'm with you weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. with everything you're waking up to here in the Vale of Glamorgan. All the morning's news, sport, weather and travel, plus our three from when after 9 o'clock.
Waking up the Vale on Vale Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m.
Next time you need a room for a get-together, a board meeting or that next big event, talk to the YMCA in Barry, as we've flexible spaces in a great location. We've rooms for small meetings, large conferences, and everything in between. YMCA Barry is great value too. We're easy to get to, we've plenty of on-site parking, we can even sort the catering. To make your event a success, book now at ymcabarry.org.uk.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.